What about the safety net story? I mean, Gingrich is in favor of people sort of being out there on their own, you know, rugged entrepreneurs and so on. I mean, you can check that too. He represents a county district, Cobb County, Georgia, which happens to be the, and he happens to hold the national championship in bringing federal subsidies to his rich constituents, to be precise, among suburban counties in the United States. Cobb County ranks third in federal subsidies, ranks right after Arlington, Virginia, which is part of the federal government. So, of course, they get a lot of federal subsidies, like the Pentagon's there and so on. And Brevard County, Florida, which is the home of the Space Center. So it's another part of the federal government. But if you move outside the federal government itself, Gingrich's district is number one. You know, they get more federal subsidies than anybody. The biggest employer in Cobb County is Lockheed, which is a publicly subsidized private profit corporation. I mean, they don't, you know, I mean, they sell commercial planes, but those are just, as everyone knows, they're just, you know, kind of, they use military technology is, the way the system is designed, technology is developed under the guise of the military and then handed over to private power when it works. That's true of everything, airplanes, computers, the internet, you name it. And Cobb County is right at the center of this. Well, he's in favor of being, you know, all out on your own and fighting in this harsh world. Ridiculous. He's the biggest welfare freak in the country. That's literally true, except that he wants the welfare to go to very rich people. Notice this is not what's called corporate welfare. What they call corporate welfare, which also never gets touched, is some different category completely. That's like giving a special, you know, shot in the arm to some particular corporation. This is something quite different. This is the way in which our economy works. The way our economy works, take any just about any dynamic sector of it you know, at least that I know and I've studied, and you find that it's based on massive public subsidy and privatization of profit. Public pays the costs and takes the risks, and private systems make the profit, if there is any. Cobb County is just an extreme example of this.